Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Birchas Areach, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'zeh Bechinas Shvuas, Bechinas Kabbalas HaTorah. Rav Nosson Zal says that what we're discussing, what we discuss now, our discussion about Purim, is tied into the holiday of Shavuos, the holiday of receiving the Torah. Ki mevura ba Torah tiku anal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moran, chapter 8, in the second half of Likutei Moran, tiku teichocha, she'ikar kabulas haTorah hu lahamshich emunas chidish olam, that the main purpose of receiving the Torah was to draw upon ourselves, to be zeichet, to believe in chidish olam, in the concept of Hashem creating the world from nothing, sheze ikra hakoil, which is the most important item. Kalidei kabbalas haTorah zochu kol Yisrael am shalas mchinas ruach nevuah, ruach hakodesh, because through kabbalas haTorah, the Jews were zeichet to draw upon themselves a spirit of prophecy, a concept of ruach hakodesh. Shezeu b'chinas aseres hadibrois, shem b'chinas asora madrego shel nevuah. That's the concept of the Ten Commandments, which were given over to Har Sinai, corresponding to the 10 levels of prophecy. Kama shekosav, as the pasuk says, ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem. Hashem spoke to the Bnei Yisrael face to face. Diber Hashem zebechinas nevuah. Hashem's speaking in this particular context refers to nevuah, prophecy. That's a form of prophecy. Prophecy is where Hashem speaks to someone directly. Vayidei nevuah nizbarer hamedame. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there on Likutei Moran that when there's a spirit of nevuah, there is a birur hamedame. There's a pasuk, ubeyad hanevim adame. Rabbeinu Zal brings that pasuk to show the connection that nevuah, it serves to make a birur hamedame. Shaydeze ikar hu emuna, and we learned over there that through birur hamedame, a person comes to a solid emuna. V'chol ze mevoy arshom. All of this is explained and elaborated on very clearly in the chapter on Likutei Moran. Ayin shom, look over there, you'll see it. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, u'bishvil ze tzrichen lirois u'leishtadel mo'oid l'chapes u'levakish mashem izborach lizkois l'eskarv l'sadikim ishebechol dor. I believe this is still continuation of the Likutei Moran over there. Therefore, a Jew has to see to it that to bend every effort in the world to search for and to beg Hashem to be worthy of coming close to the true tzaddik in each and every single generation. Ki kol tzaddik v'tzaddik yesh lo b'chinas ruach nevuah ruach hakodesh, because each and every single tzaddik possesses this ruach nevuah, this spirit of prophecy, this ruach hakodesh, v'chulu, etc. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, and even though nowadays, technically, there isn't really prophecy, but Rabbeinu Zal says still, in order to qualify to be a proper Jewish leader, he must have a certain degree of a ruach of kedusha, a ruach hakodesh that sets him apart and above the regular guys. V'alkein tzrichin l'skarev l'atzadik k'dei lizkois l'emuna shlemo she'tluya b'biru hamedame she'eino mizbara kim alidei b'chines ruach nevuah, ruach hakodesh. Therefore, a person has to come close to the tzaddik, who's going to be the one to teach him emuna shlemo, which is dependent on biru hamedame, which doesn't happen without ruach nevuah, ruach hakodesh, which the tzaddik has. Avol tzrichen lechapes mo'oid es hatzadik hazeh sheyizkeh levarer hamedame al yodoi kedei lizkoi slamuna. However, Rabbeinu Zal says over there, this requires searching to find a tzaddik who's capable, who has a serious level, ruach nevuah, who's capable of helping the person come to a birur hamedame of this type. You have to, which will lead the person to a shleimus emuna. You have to search very hard for that. Ki yesh manhigim shel sheker, because not every Jewish leader is a Jewish leader. Not every Jewish leader is what Hashem considers a Jewish leader. Shehem b'chinas neviyei hasheker. There are false leaders, which are also false prophets. Shal yodom nivgam hamedame yoser. And when a Jew is getting his advice and his prophecy from them, not only isn't he getting birur hamedame, but rather his medame is getting even more mebulbal than it was, you know, before he went to them. Shemize boim emunas kuzvius, which leads to false beliefs. Bechinas kol hanechoshim v'hakoismin, the concept of all of these false seers, you know, that we have, magicians and all these different types, fortune tellers, etc., etc. Shehim bechinas bilbul hamedame, they are a concept of bilbul hamedame, not birur hamedame. Bechinas zuamas hanochosh, they represent the snake, the filth of the snake. Alkein tzrichin levakesh ulechapes ma'oid es hatzadik o'emes. Therefore, a person has to search very, very well for the true tzadik. Ulevakesh harbe harbe meshem izbora sheyizkel eskarvel hatzadik o'emes. And to beg Hashem and to beseech Hashem in a big, big way that Hashem should let me be worthy of coming close to the true tzadik. Sheyesh loy bechinas ruach hakodesh, who has this ruach hakodesh, so that I'll be zeicha, that this tzaddik will help me be mevarer my medame, fix my medame. So that I'll be zeicha to shleimus emuna, which is especially lehamin bechidish oilam, to believe in the world in chidish oilam, shezeo yisoid hakoil, which is the foundation of all Yiddishkeit. And this is why the Gemara makes this statement. The Gemara says, Hashem created the whole world. He did everything, 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 everything. And despite the fact that he did everything, the world was dangling dangerously until almost 2,500 years later on Shishi B'Sivan, when Matan Torah took place. Shehu bechinas hamshochas kedushas ruach nevuah. That was a time when we drew upon ourselves this ruach nevuah. Shaydeze nizbarer hamedame, which leads to a birur hamedame. Vizochu lemunas chidish oilam, and that's when Klal Yisrael were zeche to a major injection of emuna in chidish oilam. And it's by Klal Yisrael being zeche to be solid in their emuna, in the chiddush olam of the past, that's what will play a major role in us being zechet to believe in the chiddush olam of the future. The chiddush olam shelo osid yeh bebechinas Eretz Yisrael. And we learned before that the new world order is going to be in the format of Eretz Yisrael, the format of miracles, super hashgacha. The essence of Eretz Yisrael, what Eretz Yisrael is all about, is extraordinary, precise supervision on the part of Hashem, you know, watching every single detail that's going on, and showing it, more a person feeling that supervision much more carefully. It's one thing, in Hashgachas, on Kashrus, you have a mashgiach who's nichnas v'yotze. He comes and goes. He comes 9 o'clock in the morning. He comes again 3 o'clock. You know, he comes whenever he wants. And you have what's called mashgiach tmidi. You have a case where the mashgiach don't leave. He shows up at 9 o'clock. He opens the shop in the morning and he locks it up. And he doesn't leave that place unless there's nobody in the joint at all. There's nobody that can get in through any window or anywhere else. That's called Hashgacha Tmidi. And that's the kind of super, super Hashgacha that Eretz Yisrael represents. Tomid Ein Yashem Alekecha Bo. V'oz Yisar Shir Chodosh. And then when there's going to be this Chiddush Olam of the future, then there's going to be this new song that's going to be sung. Shehu Shir Shel Niflois, which is the song of wonders, of miracles. V'zeu Bechinas Koel Hamochiach Hanal. And Rabbeinu Zal takes that and ties it back to the beginning of the chapter on Likut Imran over there. It's a very long chapter on Likut Imran. And Rabbeinu Zal starts a discussion about A, then he goes on to B, and goes B, C, D, E, F, G. When he gets to G, he swings back around to A and shows how G and A are tied together perfectly. How this Shir Shel Niflois, which is going to come from Emunah Shleiman Chiddush Olam, which is fed by Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, which is Birur HaMedame, which is witches, 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 how all of that ties into the person who is giving the proper toichocha, a person is qualified to reprimand correctly. Shaydeze gedelin kol harechos, whereby through that type of reprimand, it inspires, it brings forth a sweet aroma, all kinds of sweet aromas. Shehem b'chinas yira, which is synonymous with true fear and respect for Hashem. Yira and reach go together. It's a pasuk. V'horechoi b'yiras Hashem, that Moshiach will smell from fear of Hashem. Shaydeze kol ho'avoinois nischapchem l'zchuyos, whereby when a person is zoche to that kind of toichocha, the aveirois get converted to mitzvois. Ki loy dai shein amoira horeach rasho avoinois, because when such a person is doing the reprimanding, not only doesn't he make the person feel terrible and depressed and give up hope, and it arouses, it activates the stench of the sins, it brings up all the negativity of the sins, but rather the opposite. Adarabba, ayidei kol teichachtoi, kol hoavoinois moisifin venoistem reachtoi. But rather through this person's reprimand, the aveirois start giving off a perfume, they start smelling fantastic. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, nirdi nosan rechoi, that the yirida of Klal Yisrael, the averus that they did, gave forth a good smell, a perfume smell. And the Gemara says on that, ozav lo ne'amar, it doesn't say that their sins caused the beautiful aroma to leave, elo nosan, but rather it tells us that the sins gave forth a beautiful, delicious aroma. Because that's, Rabbein Zal says in that chapter in Gemara, that's what the proper Teichocha does. It turns the person around and gets the person to do such a level of good that they never in a billion years would have done had they not hit that rock bottom, had they not done that terrible Aveiro or those terrible Aveiros that they did. You follow? The Tzadik Emes, the one who's qualified to give the right Teichocha, when he is Moichiach, he's able to take Moshe Rabbeinu. What resulted from the Egel HaZohav? A Mishkan. First time in the history of the world that Hashem was willing to open up shop, you know, and step into a box, Kaviyochel, step into a Mishkan and say, my presence will be visible there much more than anywhere else in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought that about as a result of the Egel HaZohav. He spun the Egel HaZohav, he boomeranged it into a, you know, rebounded into a super success for Klal Yisrael. And that's when he got Hashem to reveal to him the 13 Yud Gimel Midei Shorachmim, right? Which is the whole Kol Nidre, the whole Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah that we have, and Slichas, it's all Yud Gimel Shorachmim. That came off, that was when Klal Yisrael was coming off their worst experience to date, you know, the Egel HaZohav. Moshe Rabbeinu, through his Koil HaMoichiach HaRoi, was able to turn it around to that. Faideze machni en mezoine de gufa, vezoichel en mezoine de nishmosa, and by doing that, we're zoichel to subdue the physical and elevate the spiritual, shubachinas reach. The spiritual is the concept of smell. Ayin shom kol ze heite. Rav Nosson Zal says that this entire paragraph, Lamed Aleph, he was summarizing a major chunk of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Ches in Likutei Moran. And he's using this as introduction now to go into the next section here. Paragraph Lamed Beis, V'yoyser mima shekosav shom, and as much as Rabbeinu Zal makes his point very, very clear and obvious about this discussion about searching for the Tzadik Emes, Rav Nosson Zal says more than what's written there, Diber imi ponim el ponim. Rabbeinu Zal spoke to me face to face in addition to what's written over there. Vehizir ma'oid lichtoiv ze ho'inyan heitev. And Rabbeinu Zal warned me to make sure that I write this very, very well. Shetzrichen levakesh mi'ashem yizborach ma'oid. That a Jew has to daven a lot for this. A Jew has to be prepared to invest hundreds of hours, or maybe thousands of hours of quality tefillah, ulechapes harbe, and besides the tefillah stuff, actually search a lot, use his eyes and his feet and his nose and his ears to look and to select, to weigh rabbis against rabbis, tzaddikim against prophets, to search to find the right one. Lizkois lehiskarev lehatzadik uemes, to be zecha, to come close to the true tzaddik, kidei lizkois lebiror hamedame, so that the person will be zecha to a biror hamedame, alidei ruach hakodesh shel tzaddik. That'll be one of the most outstanding benefits that come from the Ruach HaKodesh of the Tzaddik. A Tzaddik who possesses Ruach HaKodesh has the ability to help a person get to Biror HaMedame, to eliminate all the confusion from his mind and to eliminate all the lack of clarity. Kidei sheyizke le'emuna shlema, that the person should be zecha to a solid, wholesome emuna, le'emunas chidesh olam, especially believing in chidesh olam. Kanal, as we mentioned before. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, there seems to be an obvious question regarding what I just said. Haloi Rabbeinu Zal kosav sham bi'atzmai ba'toyro anal, shebishas kabolas ha'toyro zochu kol Yisrael b'chinas ruach ha'kodesh. Rabbeinu Zal writes right over there in Likut Imran that at the time of kabolas ha'toyro, all Jewry were zecha to a bechina of ruach hakodesh, which is biror hamedah. Vaydezen is var hamedah shalom. Vezochu lemunas chedeshon kanal. Vimkein koshe lo matzrichin lesoyel hatzadik b'shvil kabel menu biror hamedah. Vayde ruach hakodesh shaloi. Haloi kvar zochu Yisrael ze b'shas matan Torah kanal. Why does Rabbeinu Zal discuss this issue of Jews traveling and searching and going through all of this stuff to find the tzaddik who has Ruach HaKodesh, which will lead to Bir Abdamada, which will lead to Emunas Chiddush Olam, when Rabbeinu Zal himself says over there that that's what all of world Jewry experienced at Matan Torah? All 600,000 Jews that were standing at Matan Torah were given a Bechina of Ruach HaKodesh, a Bir Hamadama, an Emun and Chiddush Olam. This question is quite similar to the standard question that everybody asks. Why do I need a rabbi? Why does Judaism necessitate the need for a rabbi, a tzaddik? Why do I need a rabbi today? We got all of these books that all of these rabbis of the past wrote. Why don't I just sit down and read those books? What's wrong with that? V'Rabbeinu Zal b'Hatoyranal bo levatel kushiyosam. Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter on Likut Imran that's being discussed here, was looking to eliminate that question, to resolve that question totally. Ulevayarent explained, shetzrichin dafko linsoyel tzadikim, that a Jew must search for, seek out, and travel, and go find the true tzaddikim. V'sheze ikar kiddushas isha Yisraeli. And this is the essence of the success and the holiness of a Jew. This is the most important. Look at these words. Ikar kiddushas isha Yisraeli. That the ikar holiness of a Jew is dependent on his hatzlacha in finding the right tzaddik. Because the entire faith in Yiddishkeit depends on this. Rav Rosenfels once quoted from the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, the Pasuk, Pischu li sharei tzedek, ovoi vomoi deko, open up the gates of righteousness. Ze hashar l'Hashem. What is that gate? What is the gateway that leads to Hashem? Ze hashar l'Hashem. This is the gateway leading to Hashem. What is it? Tzadikim. That's the gate. Through them, yovoy yovoy. Through tzaddikim, a person will come to Hashem. Ze hashar l'Hashem. What is the gateway to Hashem? Tzaddikim. Through tzaddikim, you come close to Hashem. Through tzaddikim, you get to emuna, to kiyum hamitzvos, to biror hamedame, to emuna b'shleimus.
Someone is not naked, right? Someone is not naked,
someone who is not naked against Rabbeinu Zal. What about that?
Are there
tzaddikim amitiim? Is that your question? Is he referring to one here, period, exclamation point, or more than one?
I would assume he, Rabbi Nassan, talking about Rabbeinu HaKodesh.
Yes, yeah, he's talking about it in every generation. He used that word before. In each and every single generation, there is tzaddik hador. The emuna that most Breslov Hasidim carry around today is that Rabbi Nachman ben Feig, or Rabbeinu Zal, was the Tzaddik Hador starting 200 years ago, you know, when he lived, and continues to retain that title until Bias Moshiach. Of the generation, the Tzaddik of the generation. Because of the fact that Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement that from him till Moshiach, there will not be any news. And the term news meant that there would not be, that whereas after Moshe Rabbeinu, there came a Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal who introduced brand new insights and revelations of Torah, you know, to the world. And after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal, there's a major chunk that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal left covered up, left closed. And he said it. He told his students, this is in the safe. I ain't taking this out. I can't teach this to you. This information is not available in this generation. And the Arizal came along 500 years later or more and said to, and taught his Talmidim the Zohar Kodesh, etc., and came to some of those parts and said, guess what, guys? I got the keys. The keys that Rabbi Shimon Yochai Zal was not given. He was not given permission to reveal certain things. The time has come where I have been given permission. And after the Arizal came the Baal Shem Tov, who took some of those facets of Torah and exploded it much further, took it to a different dimension of introducing Chassidus into the world and Chassidic thought, which took the Sifrei Kabbalah and took it again to a different dimension completely of something that inspires and encourages even the simplest Jew to do mitzvahs better, you know, to do mitzvahs, period, and to do them better, etc., etc. So in terms of Rav Nosson Zal's discussion here, he used the word tzaddik hador, which from what I understand, in our understanding of that is, in each generation that is limited to one person. But he's also throwing in, periodically in this discussion, the term tzaddikim amitim, or tzaddik emes. So it seems that in this discussion, he's not limiting it only to one tzaddik, and if you're not connected to that one, you have nothing, you are playing no role in this discussion, you're out. It seems he is including that in every generation there is the tzaddik hador, and there are usually, hopefully, other tzaddikim amitim also, and those that are zoicha, the best thing obviously is to come close to the tzaddik hador. And second best is to be close to tzaddikim amitim within a generation. However, Rav Nosson Zal says the question still stands. We already had Kabbalah Satoira. It happened already. She'oz zochu kol Yisrael abira hamedame. And Rabbeinu Zal told us in Likut Imran that at Kabbalah Satoira, Klal Yisrael was given a birur hamedame. Their medame, the confusion was smoothed out. Everything was straightened out. Shaydeze zochu le'emuna, and that's why they were zecha then to an incredible level of emuna. Vayaminu b'Hashem uva'Moshe avdoi, and more and more. K'may shekosuf sham Rabbeinu Zal b'atzmoi, as Rabbeinu Zal writes clearly over there on the Likut Imran. V'im kein lomo tzrichen lechapes achar atzadik leskar velov. And if that's the case, if all of that happened already in the year 2448, what are we doing today? What is this search that we're doing today for? We're searching for a tzadik who has Ruach HaKodesh, who will give us Birur HaMedame. You just told me that a couple of thousand years ago, the Birur HaMedame, the Ruach HaKodesh and the Birur HaMedame all happened, past tense. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Aval Be'emes, Divrei Rabbeinu Zal Heim Divrei Elikim Chaim. However, you better know that Rabbeinu Zal's words are the words of Hashadi, living Hashem, Udvorov Choyim V'Kayomim Ne'monim V'Nechmonim Lad. And his words were true 200 years ago and will be true 200 years from now, true from the beginning to end of time. V'Kulam Nechoichim L'Meivin. And one who understands properly will see that Rabbeinu Zal's words are A-OK. It's Beseder Gamur. Ki Be'emes, Shleimus v'emuna tzrich l'amshich al atzmoi b'chol yoyim v'yoyim mechodosh. Because this term, Shleimus v'emuna, for a Jew to be zochet to complete his emuna, his or her emuna in Hashem, that's something that a Jew is supposed to be working on daily, every single day. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tovim ma'aseh bereishis. Because Hashem creates the world anew every day. Ve'ein yoyim doyim el chaveroi. And today has nothing in common with yesterday in many ways. Today is something completely different from yesterday. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chidesh es ha'olam yesh me'ayin ha'muchlot b'shvil l'galoi selikusoi v'adonusoi kedei sheyedu sheyesh mechadesh b'yirei ha'kol. Because we know that 5,760 years ago, that's when this shir is being given now, 5,760 years ago, Hashem created the world, something from complete nothingness. For what purpose? To reveal himself, to reveal his kingdom, to reveal his godliness. Kedei sheyedu sheyesh mechadesh bor hakol, so that everybody should know and realize that there is a being who created everything brand new. Sheze ikar hatachlis shel habriya kiyadua. This is the essence of creation. This is the purpose of creation. Ki ikar habriya hoiso begin the ishtemoidoin lei kemo shikosu bezor hakodesh. Because if somebody ever asks you, can you give me the reason for which Hashem created the entire world in three words or less, a Jew who learned the Zohar HaKadosh would have no problem coming up with that. Simple. Begin the Yishtemoido in Lay, so that we would all come to recognize and acknowledge and understand Hashem. That was why everything was created for. These three magic words. Begin the Yishtemoido in Lay. However, Hashem wanted there to be free choice, that man should have free choice. And that's why he created all the worlds, not just this world with its trillions and trillions of complexities, but all the different worlds were all created to serve this purpose, so that man would have free choice whether to accept or reject Hashem. Al kein he'elim midas odom shelo yuchal lahasig lohavim bedato yechidesh olam. Therefore, Hashem made it impossible for a human being to rationally understand this concept of chidesh olam, this concept of something being created from nothing. Kedei sheyischazek be'emuna, so that the Jew should be forced to develop his emuna. There are certain things that a Jew has to get to, and he can't get to them via das. He can only get to them via emuna. This concept of begin the ishtemoido in lay, the shlemos of success in bechira is dependent of which is emunas chiddush olam is dependent on emuna. This is the most important test, and this is the most important choice that a Jew has to make in Yiddishkeit. To choose to believe or to choose not to believe. And within belief, what's the most important nekuda in belief? Something from complete nothingness. Because we know that the ability to fulfill the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs properly depends on emuna, faith. As the Gemara says in Makkos, Bo Chavakuk v'hemidon alachas. Chavakuk came along and he summarized the entire Torah into one item. He showed the one leg upon which the entire Yiddishkeit stands. What is it? Emuna. And he proved it from a pasuk, v'tzadik be'emunoso yichye. A tzadik lives with his emuna. So that emuna alone qualifies him as tzadik. Ki shom ikra ha-bechira. Because that's where the main free choice is. That's where the main test is. ועיקרי אמון אז חידש העולם, the main part of אמון is אמון על חידש העולם. כי עיקר היסחסקוס האמונה צריכים במה שאי אפשר להבין בדעס בשום אופן. Because when we talk about faith, faith only really applies in a place where brains don't work, where understanding doesn't apply. In that which you can understand, you don't need faith. You can understand it. I can explain it to you and you'll know it. Knows, believe me, I'm telling you, don't touch that wire. I don't want to believe you. Go fly 6 kites. I want to touch 10 wires. Idiot, I'll give you a 5-minute course in electricity and you'll know to stay 200 feet back from that wire because that wire's got 60,000 volts and it ain't screwed in right. And you go anywhere near it, if a bird moves that next to you, you're going to be fried, not Kentucky, Yerushalmi fried chicken, right? So that, in 5 minutes, I can explain it to you or I can say, no explanation. Believe me, you touch that wire, you're going to see light. V'zeo b'china, so Rav Nosson Zal says, the ikar chizuk emuna, in that which the person can't understand. V'zeo b'chinas emunas chidesh olam. And that's this issue of being able to believe in the world being created from total nothingness. Ki chidesh olam yef shelohavin b'das b'shum oifin. Because that concept is something which cannot be proven, cannot be scientifically proven or scientifically rationalized. Adarabba, just the opposite. Mi sheroitza lichno is binyan ze lachkor lohovin bedaitoi, a Jew who's going to try to analyze and understand that and delve into it, yipoy lekushyos umavuchos gedoilos, will fall into tremendous doubts and questions and perplexions, whereby the person can go south, way south, into serious apikursus, serious lack of faith in Hashem. Can I call who apikursim shenoflu apikursus shalem aydei sichlom v'daitom? As is the case by all of the apikursim, all of those people who became major non-believers and anti-faith guys, all of them came to it by trying to understand. They wanted to understand certain things that weren't available for understanding. Hashem did not move them into that basket that where understanding applies. They're in that other basket where understanding don't apply. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you went to Harvard plus. You can go to Harvard for 600 years. You ain't going to get to a place where you could understand this concept, where you could show it, where it's going to fit into your charts, you know, of logic, you know, of logical, and, you know, the book of logic, you know, how we derive how do we draw conclusions based on logical process? All of that has no application whatsoever to certain issues, such as this one, certain critical issues, some of the issues that are most critical to an observant Jew. Alkein tzrichin leschazek rak be'emuna. Therefore, when it comes to this type of issue, if you're going to mix in understanding, you're going to mess yourself up big time. You're going to probably shove yourself off a cliff, that one-way ticket of kol bo'eho lo yeshuvan v'lo yasigun or cheshayim, the Pasuk says, that people who try to follow that path of analyzing what they're not supposed to analyze, questioning and trying to understand certain things that you can't rationalize, Chas v'shalom, the person is going to get hurt in a very big way. But rather, the only path to apply is emuna. Ukimavur b'div Rabbeinu Zal kam upon him, as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's words several times. V'ze ikar hanisoyin v'habchira sheladam. This is the main test, and this is the main choice that a Jew has to make. Ki hakol toli be'emuna kanal, because we showed you from a pasuk, and we showed you from a statement in the Gemara. Bo Chavakuk v'he'emidon alachas. That Chavakuk came along and taught Klal Yisrael how the entire Yiddishkeit is based on one precept, and it can be summarized, can be included into this one nekuda, emuna. V'Hashem Yisborach roitze lehetiv libri Yosef. Now Hashem is wonderful. Hashem is great. And Hashem wants to do good to us. Alkein humei sibois mishapich betach bolaisov ומזמן לחלות במחול ים תמיד מחשוב הדיבור המייסה באופן שיזכה על ידי זה לסחזק במונו יסר. And therefore, Hashem does all kinds of tricks and goes through all kinds of gyrations and makes all kinds of incredible things happen to each and every single human being, every single day, in thought, in speech, and in action, to bring that person closer to Emunah. Hashem is shooting at the person mentally, verbally, in action, in everything going on around the person, everything twirling around the person, in that person's, what they call it, not hemisphere, you know, sphere, you know, in that person's world. Everything twirling there and everything going on there is usually Hashem's way of trying to wake up that person. It's a wake up and to trying to show, to bring that person closer to faith in Hashem. This is the concept of what the Torah tells us, that Hashem actually does a new creation every single day. Hashem renews the world anew every single day, and He performs miracles at all times. And there are an incredible amount of differences that take place every single day, every single hour, every single minute. The weather is changing. The wind, this is changing. The economy is changing. There are so many things that are changing, you know, from day to day, from minute to minute, from second to second. Ve'ein yoim doim el chaveiro. In one day is nothing like the other day. V'hakol b'shvil legaloi so emunah gdoshe b'chol pam b'zgalos yisr. And the purpose of it all is for the world to have to arrive at more and more emunah. For the world to develop more and more emunah in Hashem, the Hainu emunas chiddush olam, especially faith in chiddush olam, shehi yisoid hakol, which is the most basic element, you know, in Yiddishkeit. Shebishvil zeh shemizborach mechadesh chiddush ma'aseh bereishis b'chol yoyim kedei lahamshich b'chol yoyim emunas chiddush olam mizgalos yosef v'yosef. We said that when Hashem first created the world, His mission, His purpose was for people to get to Emunah, right? Now, if we're being told that, hey guys, besides that nuclear explosion that took place when Hashem first created the world, Hashem wasn't satisfied with that. And in order to help us out, Hashem goes ahead and lights that match one every day, every hour, every minute. He does new hischachus, for the same purpose as it was, you know, close to 6,000 years, same reason. The reason is to bring us to Emunah, to bring us to Emunah, especially Emunah in Chiddush Olam. V'zeh b'chinas chadoshim labekorim rabo emunasech. And this is what the pasuk means when it says every morning is new, you know, there's a new happening. For what purpose? Rabo emunasech, to increase our faith. Shehu emunah gdoshe mischadeshes umischazekes b'chol yoyim kefi chiddush ma'aseh bereishis shebo'aseh yoyim. The emunah of each and every single individual Jew and of the Jewish nation as a whole is renewed and refreshed and reinforced every single day based on the chiddush of ma'aseh bereishis of that day. On a cloudy day, it works this way. On a sunny day, it works this way. On a day when the market is up, it works this way. Market down, this way. On a day when a person stubs his toe, it works this way. On a day when somebody gives him a $10,000 check, it works the other way. So that's what Hashem is looking for in the creation. Avol ezeh lo'umazeh osorikim. However, Hashem created an opposite to all that we just discussed. And just as Hashem does everything imaginable, you know, to try to help a person get that message of Emunah, to be mechazek and more people's Emunah in Him each and every single day, and in order to help that process, He even creates the world anew every single day. כדי לגלוי סו אמונה, to broadcast אמונה, דהיינו אמונה סחידש אוילם כנל, just as that's happening on one side of the fence, כמויקן, אזל ומאזה, מסגברים הסטרחרו והקליפויס, להסתיר ולהלם הוא אמונה קדושה. There's another set of workers, there's another team, Team B, who are working to do the exact opposite, to try to cover up and hide and block a person, you know, from achieving faith, pure faith in Hashem. ולהכניס כפירויס וקושיס חדושיס בלב, and to try to inject atheism, lack of faith, lack of belief, and brand new questions against faith, questioning faith, every single day, and every single minute, and every single hour, כדי לבלבל הו אמונה קדושה, in order to confuse and distort our אמונה, in order to mess up our אמונה. כי בכל יום יצרוי של אדם מסגבר עליו, כמו שאומר הזל, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that the Yitzhahara, every single day, he's back on the job, you know, he's right there, brand new, you know, with a whole new program, Tuesday's lunch, which doesn't resemble Monday's lunch, different menu completely, different set of tricks, different everything, but same objective, same mission, destroy faith, you know, but make it impossible for people to believe and acknowledge Hashem. Ve'ikra yetzahara b'chinas kfiras, and the main yetzahara, the essence of the yetzahara, is lack of faith. Shemishom ikar koichoi shal yetzahara. That's where the yetzahara draws his greatest energy. Kimavur b'dvareinu kama pomim, as is explained in our Sforum in many places. This is why, for example, Rabbeinu Zal says many times, which nation is the worst enemy of the Jewish people? Amalek! Amalek, Reishis Goyim Amalek. What is Amalek? Anti-faith. The word Amalek, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is Bigimatria Sofek. Sofek means doubt. That is Amalek, doubt. And Hashem's name is the opposite of doubt, definite. We say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. His name is definite. ובשביל זה צריכים להשתדל מאוד לסקריב דייקה לצדיקים אמיתיים שבדויר. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to key in on the problem. And it's for this reason, because this isn't something that anyone put into autopilot 3,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, and it's just rolling along. Nothing's rolling along, man. Hashem, every single day, has a new agenda and is introducing new products, new product line every day, every hour, every minute to enforce emunah, you know, to project faith and good and everything. The other side, each and every single day, minute, year, is coming up with new programs, new to destroy faith, to eliminate, to make it impossible to believe in Hashem, etc. And therefore, a Jew, in order to combat that, a Jew has to come close to the tzaddikim amitim of his generation. Ve'ein dai b'asforim sheyesh mikvar. Last year's sforim, last generation's sforim, will not be enough to solve your problem. Ki onu tzrichin la tzadik emes shebedoyer, sheyesh lo ruach, we need the tzadik emes of our generation, sheyesh lo ruach hakodesh, who has ruach hakodesh, kidei sheyivar lanu hamedameh, so he's going to help us in our birur hamedameh, kidei shenizke lemuna shleima b'chol yom v'yom, so we'll be zircha to shleima samuna every day, kifi chidish maisa bereshisha b'chol yom, based on the circumstances, based on the new creation that Hashem effected that day. כי בכל יום ויום אנו צריכים לבירור חודש. Each and every single day, a Jew has to make a new birur. The fact that he boxed somebody yesterday, he boxed him, and he won the boxing match, he ain't retaining no title on yesterday's match. Today there's a new contender, and unless he's willing to get into, and the new contender had a whole new different education in how to box. He boxes differently than yesterday's guy who you beat out. And unless you're willing to get into the ring today, if you say, guys, I'll take a break, I'll be back next week, you're out. You're out of the game. You're out of the ring. You lost. Every single day you get up in the morning, If you get back into that ring, and in that ring there's two things boxing each other out every second of the day. There's Hashem bombarding you with things to infuse emunah in, and there's that other guy bombarding you to try to destroy your emunah and everything like that. And every single day it's a brand new, different battle than the previous day. And you're responsible to make a brand new... Yesterday's Bir HaMadama that you made was yesterday's. It's locked up in a safe. If you won, your winning is locked up in some kind of safe. If you lost, your Avera is locked up in some kind of safe. Now today, new deal, new chance, new opportunity. Levarer HaMadama Kefi HaMachshavos HaNimshachim Bozeh HaYoim, based on the thoughts that are going through your mind today. Today's thoughts, not yesterday's thoughts. Kifi chidish ma'isa bereishis shebo'is hayoyim. Based on all the new things that Hashem put into the world today. Shakol b'shvil chizeko emuna, which was all, Hashem's purpose was all to strengthen our emuna. Avol abal dovor mizgavar b'chol yem b'bilbulim chadoshim levalvil emuna chazshon. But however, the other side is working every day to mess up our emuna. Al kein tzrichin tzadik hador daika, therefore you need the today's tzadik. It's not enough what the tzaddik taught us 2,000 years ago and the Bir HaMadama that gave us then. We have to make a new birur today based on today's chiddush ma'aseh bereishis, etc. Levarer hu emuna me'aklipa v'asitrachra hamiskaberes connected me'chodesh b'chol yoyim. To be mevarer today's emuna, the emuna of the 29th day of Av Tovshin Samach, which wasn't here yesterday and ain't going to be here tomorrow. Today there's a different bir emuna that has to take place, which either you're going to do it or you ain't going to do it. And whether you won yesterday or lost yesterday, or whether you're going to win tomorrow or lose tomorrow, has nothing to do in many ways with today, with today's game. Paragraph Lamed Gimel. V'zehu b'chinas ma'shirinu dovor nivhal v'zor asher kol adam mishtoimim al zeh. And this is why we've witnessed something unbelievable and strange that every single person looks upon this as shocking. Hayu'uman ki yisupar. How in the world could it be possible? She'acharei she'zochu Yisroel l'kabelas ha'toyra bo'isois noirois ko'ela. That right after the Jewish people were privileged to receive the Torah on Mount Sinai with such wonderful miracles, v'chulam zochu l'ruach hakodesh, and each and every single Jew was elevated at the time. They were actually zochu to have the Spirit of Hashem upon them, to have ruach hakodesh, v'chulu, etc. V'achrei kol eila, and after all of that, hanishma kozois sheyasu maisa kozois litas achar ha'ega? Is it conceivable in our wildest dreams that right after all that, they should go ahead and make a mistake like getting involved with the golden calf? And even if you're going to try to tell me, well, that wasn't the Jewish people that did that. They were not the ones. It was the Erev Rav. It was those Egyptians who left with them on the assumption that they wanted to convert. And they were really insincere converts. They weren't sincere. And most of the trouble that the Jews had throughout the time they were in the desert came from this Erev Rav, this mix of people that were not good, whom Hashem had advised Moshe Rabbeinu not to take them out. And Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't help himself in a sense. He had pity on them. To him, it looked to him like he had the ability to turn them around. He knew that he was dealing with nuclear energy at the time. Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, was nuclear warfare, you know. And he felt that he had such unbelievable power available to him at the time that he couldn't imagine in his wildest dreams that he wouldn't be able to neutralize the evil, the bad of the Erev Rav. But we find that he was mistaken to a degree. So it's the Erev Rav that did it. V'achar kach hitu k'tzas mi'Yisrael. And once the Erev Rav instigated it and they made it, then a small element of the Jews got caught up in it also. But still, afal pikein, afilu elu hamatamat shetov bozeh, ma'zeh hoyolohem. even that small, tiny fraction of Jews that got sucked into this, how in the world could it happen? If they just saw all the miracles at Mount Sinai, and they just received the Torah, and they had Ruach HaKodesh with them. V'gam al ha'erev Rav Gufa Koshe. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I even have a question on the Erev Rav themselves. Ki gam ho'erev Rav ho'yo lehem das godoil mo'oid kemuvan b'kisvi ho'arizal. Because the Arizal explains and shows us that even the Erev Rav were people who were on a very high level of das at the time. If I recall correctly, I once saw in one of the commentaries in the Zohar HaKadosh, he writes there, we know that the leaders of the Erev Rav were the two sons of Bilam HaRosha. They were called Yunus and Yumbrus. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a place in the Zohar HaKadosh where one of the commentaries there shows a gematria, that if you take the gematria of Yunus and Yumbrus together, it's begematria das, to show that this... And also, the words Erev Rav. Erev is 272, Rav is 202, 272 plus 202 is 474, which is the word Da'as. So we see that the words Erev Rav are Da'as, showing that that's what they represented. Ubevadai hoyo behem gam eizem atoiv. And most definitely in the Erev Rav also, there was a little bit of good. Me'achar shehem yotzu acharei Moshe mi'mitzrayim, because we find that the Erev Rav followed Moshe Rabbeinu out of Egypt. So there was some good there. V'hishlichu mishpachtom u'beis avoisam. They were prepared to throw aside their families and their ancestors. These were Egyptians who were prepared to convert, supposedly. They were prepared to leave behind all their family and culture and everything and go out of Egypt into the desert with Moshe Rabbeinu. V'rotzu lizgayer. They wanted to convert. Because of the unbelievable miracles that they witnessed Moshe Rabbeinu performing in Egypt. And after all of that, after all the awesome miracles that they saw with their own eyes in Egypt, and the splitting of the Red Sea, Umilchemes Amolek, and the battle that the Jews waged against Amolek, which was an incredible, difficult battle, and yet the Jews won for the most part. Umatan Torah, and they saw the Torah being given on Mount Sinai, Ba'oisai Sumoipsim Noiroim Koelu, with incredible, unbelievable miracles, Kemoisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Hamasois Hagdoilois Asheroon Einecho. The unbelievable miracles that the Jews witnessed. Hashoma Am, was there ever a nation in history that ever saw anything like this? And after all of that, they were able to go ahead and make a golden calf to an idol? How could it be? How do you explain that? Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore, Avol mikol ze yochoil kolodom lohovin, Ad heichon koyach habechiro shel hodom, vekamo vekamo mezgaber habaldover al hodom b'chol yoyim. This should give you an inkling, this should give you a little bit of an idea as to how powerful free choice is, this concept of bechiro, and how powerful the Yetzirah is, and what kind of effort he puts into trying to get us to fail every single day. Because Hashem created everything for the sake of free choice, so that we should have this test. Because we know that everything was created for the sake of man. Not for the sake of angels or higher level angels. They were not the focus of and the purpose of Hashem's creation. And Hashem did not create the world for the cows and for the plants and for the flowers. But rather, the main purpose, the spotlight of everything in creation was on man. And what makes man special and unique and important, that all of this was done for him, all of this from beginning to end was created for the sake of man, the main reason is because of the fact that man is unique from all of the creations in that man has free choice. Whereby because of the fact that man has free choice, his serving Hashem is more important, more significant, much, much more significant than the angels and even the highest level of angels serving Hashem. Because of the fact that they do not have free choice and man does have free choice. And it's for that reason that Hashem went ahead and created everything from beginning to end. Nimtza, therefore we see Shehakol Nivra Bishvil HaBechira, that everything was created for the sake of free choice, meaning for the sake of man, and the uniqueness of man is his free choice. V'al kein HaBechira yesh lo koyach godol, and therefore this item called Bechira, free choice, is incredibly powerful. Ad shekaviyochel Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoy ein biyodoy levatel HaBechira, whereby Kaviyochel Hashem himself can't do away with free choice. Ki im kein yizbatel hoylam. Because if Hashem does away with free choice, he's doing away with the world. He's undermining his own creation, just about. Because the whole tachlis of creation was Bechira. U'kamay Shom Razal, as the Gemara itself says, Hakoil bidei shamayim chutz miira shamayim, that everything is in Hashem's hands, other than whether a Jew is going to be religious or not. That's up to the person himself. Hashem has given the person free choice. Umigoydel hakoyach shel habechira, shehakol nivra bishvil zeh, and because of the fact that this item of bechira is so powerful that everything was created for that purpose, Alkein yesh koyach labaldovor lizgaber b'chol pam mechodosh bekama minei bilbulim v'hasosois chadoshois. That's what gives the Yetzirah the ability to rise up every single day with all kinds of new tricks, with all kinds of bilbulim, confusions and seductions. Ad shehoyo lekoyach lizgaber al Yisrael achar matan Torah shiasu ma'aseh egel, to the point where this angel, this Yetzirah, was able to take the Jews coming off the most incredible high in the world, coming off Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, like the three most spectacular things imaginable, and a couple of minutes later, the Yetzirah had them doing major, major sin. V'chol zeh, machma shemoish rabbeinu nistalik mehemoz, v'loy hoyo b'neim. What allowed this to happen? The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was absent, he had left them, he was not among them at the time. Al kein irbev hasoton esoilam. That's what allowed the Soton to confuse the world. Ad sheosu esoigel, to the point where they were misled into going so far off the track into making a golden calf. Hukamei shekosu shom beparsha, as it says over there in Parshas Kisiso. Vayar hom ki boishesh Moshe. The people saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was late, that he hadn't kept his appointment. He said he was going to be back in 40 days, and he was not back. And then they said, "Kum asei lanu elikim, rise up and make for us, prepare for us a new G-O-D. Ki ze Moshe ho'ish lo yodanu mehoyaloi. Because this man, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. Nimtzo she'ikar hisgabrus hasoton humachmas shehu shehe limehem es Moshe. We see, therefore, that the main thing that gave the Yetzirah the ability to tackle the Jews at that point in time was the fact that he was able to hide Moshe Rabbeinu from them. And he was able to misinform them, to give them misinformation, implying that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer around. Al-Kain, Heisisoisom, La-Sois, Maisanal. And that's what allowed him to seduce them into going ahead and doing that terrible thing. Because on that day, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to return, the Hizgabros of the Yetzirah was so powerful at Shalihoyo Koyach Levatloi Kiyim Moshe Biatzmo Yim Hoyasham, whereby the only tzaddik who could possibly have stood up to the Yetzirah at that point in time was Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody else, no other team of people could stand up to him. V'zehu vayar hom ki voishesh Moshe. And this is why the pasuk says, the people observe that Moshe Rabbeinu was late. V'dosh razal and the Gemara says that the word boishesh is actually two words. Bo-shesh. The sixth hour had arrived. V'shehoya yoyim hamo'unan. And the Gemara says it was a cloudy day. Hainu kanal. Shasoton irvevos esoilam kolkach kefioisayoim shoyoyim muchon lepuronius. Because of the fact that it was a cloudy day, and a cloudy day implies darkness, that was a day that was designated for trouble. Vedafka ba'oisoyhoes, achar sheboshesh, vayoyim hamunon, ozdaiko yokoyach lasoton esgaber bibulbulam kefiros kelam. And it's because of those circumstances, because it was a particular kind of day, and it was a particular time of day, that's what allowed the Yetzer Hara to be so effective. Based on that day and that hour. Whereby the only force in existence that could have stood up to the Sitra Achra at that point in time was Moshe Rabbeinu himself, period. Because he was the Tzadik Hadoyer at that time. And because of the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu at that point in time was in heaven, that's why the plan of the Yetzer Hara was able to be carried out successfully. But as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain, he subdued and he destroyed this golden calf, and eventually he succeeded in receiving the second set of tablets from Hashem, the second set of luchos, and he once again started giving the infusing Bnei Yisrael with new emun in Hashem. Avul gamoz hakol hoye bekoyach harishimu shenisharo miyisoyt huemuno shenik babalev Yisrael b'shas matan Torah. But listen to what Rav Nosson Zal says now. What gave Moshe Rabbeinu the ability to succeed the second time around was that there was a first time. Because of the fact that there was a Matan Torah, and Matan Torah was such a phenomenal blast of light, and a blast of Kedusha, and a Birur HaMedameh, and all kinds of things, true, it was still possible after that for catastrophe to happen. But that doesn't mean it was nothing. It wasn't nothing. It was something. It was something very, very big. And because that foundation had been laid the first time around during Matan Torah, and when that first set of luchos was given, that's what made it possible with the reshimo that was left from that. That's what made it possible for Moshe Rabbeinu to repair things afterwards. Ki al yidei yesoid huemuna hazois, because through the foundation of faith that was laid at the time of Matan Torah, yesh koyach lekol tzadik v'tzadik bedoiroi levarer liyisroel es hemuna akdoisho. That makes it possible for each and every subsequent tzaddik, whether it be Moshe Rabbeinu himself 2 days later, or whether it be another rabbi 20 years later, 200 years later, 2,000 years later, levarer liYisrael es emuna gdoisha, to help Klal Yisrael with their emuna. Ki al yidei yisoid emuna zois, zoichin Yisrael b'chol dor liskarev litzadik hoemes. Because again, based on the foundation of emuna that had been laid at the time of Matan Torah, that's what makes it possible for every single tzaddik of every single generation to purify, to help to mesaken the emuna, and that Klal Yisrael should be zeicher to come close to the tzaddik hoemes, levakei shulachapi soisoi, to search for him Ad shemoitz noisit till they find him. V'chasha yevur lekamon, as is going to be explained shortly. V'yalkein tzrichin leishtadel hiskariv letzadik hador daiko. And it's for this reason that it's so critical and so important for each and every single Jew in each and every single generation to come close to the tzaddik of his generation. Kidei sheyizke levar elonu hu emun akdoshu b'chol pam kifi hayoyim v'hashur. So that the tzaddik who's there at the time, who's in that generation at the time, he can help make the birur hu emunah that needs to be done in that day, in that hour. It's not enough. What happened 2 days ago, the fact that 2 days ago there was lightning and thunder and all that stuff in Mount Torah, we see 2 days later they were able to be involved in an Egel Azov because there wasn't a Tzadik Emes on the spot. So that's how critical it is to have the Tzadik Emes on the spot and be connected to him. Ki af al pi shebishas matan Torah, Zochu Yisroel Lemuna Ali De Ruach HaKodesh, because even though at the time of Matan Torah, the Jews were zochu to a tremendous emuna, because they had Ruach HaKodesh, and Ruach HaKodesh is Birur Hamedame, and Birur Hamedame is Shleimus Emuna. V'chein achar kach Al Yidei Atzadikim V'Anaviim Shoyu B'chol Dor. And in addition to that, you had more tzaddikim and more prophets every generation afterwards. You had Yehoshua, Shmuel Anovi, big tzaddikim who came afterwards and helped the Jews more and more and more, putting in more emun and everything. Shenizbaro emuna b'chol pam yoyser v'yoyser, each time refining the emuna more and better, you know, and adding, each one adding their piece. Afal pikein. Despite all of that, we, in this generation, have to make sure to attach ourselves to the tzaddik of this generation, so that he should affect the birurei emunah that have to be done based on now, this particular year, this particular day, this particular moment. Because we explained in the previous year that Birur Emunah isn't a once in a lifetime deal. It's a daily item. Uvei tuvoi mechadei chiddush olam takes place every day, every minute. So therefore, the goal of chiddush olam, which was Emunah, has to be nizbarer every day, every minute. And therefore, this is the most important thing that the Yetzirah tries to block in every single generation. He tries to cover up and hide and block the people from seeing and making contact with the tzaddik of their generation. As we see throughout our lives, as we see throughout history, she'ikar, as we see in real life, she'ikar hamachlokes hu al hatzadik shebo'isoy hador, that whenever the Jews had problems with tzadikim, they didn't have problems with a tzadik of a previous generation or a tzadik of 200 years ago. They didn't suddenly start a new amuta, a new organization, to blasphemize the rabbi of 300 years ago. They started at amutot, they started organizations and institutions to blasphemize the tzaddik who was living in their generation during the time of the V'acharkach, b'shekvar hayom imboim, and subsequently, when years, days go by, and that tzaddik passes away, moidim gam bozeh tzaddik. Everybody says he was a tzaddik. Voimrim shezeh bevadai hoya tzaddik. Oh, he was definitely a tzaddik. When did they say it? After he's dead and buried and added away and can't make any more trouble. He can't stick his nose in my life. He can't tell me what to do anymore. He's in the cemetery where he belongs. You know, he's out of my face. Rachmona litzlan. Aval chilkim al zeh hatzadik shebozeh hador sha'achrov. Whereas the tzaddik of the new generation, that knows the tzaddik that's living then, that one they have all kinds of complaints to. They have all kinds of proofs how he's not a tzaddik, and he's not. Ki bimei ho'arizal hoyo machlokes godol al ho'ari. Because during the time of the Arizal, in the 1500s, there was tremendous machloikas against him. V'loi rotzu lohoidois sheyimtzo bo'isoy hador chidish kozeh sheyeloi ruach ha-kodesh kozeh. And the people, the rabbis living at that time, couldn't accept, they couldn't admit, they couldn't believe that it's possible at this point in time, in the 1500s, for there to be a tzaddik with such ruach ha-kodesh, a tzaddik who's revealing such secrets. Kemuva bekisvei Arizal, as is written, as is documented in the writings of the Arizal. V'acharkach bekama doirois niskabel hu Arizal. And then you turn the clock a couple of generations later, 100 years later, 200, suddenly the Arizal? Who doesn't know the Arizal? Everybody knows the Arizal is one of the greatest tzaddikim. V'hakol moidim shoyachidish nifla. And everybody from all different sects is willing to admit that he was an unbelievable tzaddik, ish elokai, a heavenly person, and again, a chidish, unique. However, the tzaddik who they had a problem with then was, again, the tzaddikim of their times. The tzaddikim who were living in the 1600s, they all admitted that the Arizal was a tzaddik. Who were the bad guys? The bad guys were the tzaddikim in their generation. Ad shesomuch liyomeinu hoyo habal shem tov zal, to the point where Reb Nosson Zal says, shortly around our time, around the time that Reb Nosson Zal was living, there was a tzaddik called the Baal Shem Tov, Shehoyo Oyer Niflo V'Noyro Ma'oid, who was an awesome, wondrous light, V'Hoyo Olov Machloikis Godoil. And because of that, he had tremendous machloikis against him. U'bimei HaBaal Shem Tov, Roiv HaMisnagdim Hoidu Bu HaRizal V'Cholko La Baal Shem Tov. During the time of the Baal Shem Tov in the 1700s, most people at that time, nobody had a problem with the Arizal. Everybody at that time admitted the writings of the Arizal. Of course, Chasidim, Misnagdim, Litaim, even they. You see it in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mogen Avraham, the Taz, everybody quotes Ari. Mi lonu godel mi Ari, gurei ho Arizal. Every two pages in the Shulchan Aruch, they're quoting the Arizal. V'cheinu b'chol doer v'doer. And this is the fact in each and every single generation. U'kvar muva mizeh b'sforim. This has already been written up in some sforim. V'ayin b'soif sefer Noam Elimelech medaber shom mizeh. Towards the end of the sefer Noam Elimelech, he talks about this topic. V'chol zeh hu machma she'ikr birur hamedame shu birur hu emuna hu daiko al yidei atzadik hu emesh shebozeh ador daiko. The reason for this is because the main Birur Hamedame must be done by the tzaddik the tzaddik of that generation, the living tzaddik of that generation. Ki ein lecho elo shofet shebiyomecha. Because the Gemara makes a statement. You only have the judge of your time. In other words, if you see in a sefer 200 years ago, they wrote that this is the halacha, and the rabbis of this Sanhedrin during your time say differently, you have to follow your rabbis. You are obligated to go by the rabbis of your generation. Because this birur hamuna, this clarifying of Yiddishkeit, has to be done on a daily basis, every single day. Based on the new circumstances that exist on that day. Every single day there's something unique, something different from the previous day or from all previous time. Whereby the birur ho'emuna for today can only be done via the tzaddik hador of today. V'yalkein meniach habaldov ratzmi alzeh lo'orkoi l'rochboi lahastir ulahalem zeh atzaddik. And therefore the Yitzhahara has gone to every length and breadth imaginable to do everything in his power to cover up, to hide that tzaddik, to make him look bad, or to block people from being able to get to him. Ulaharboi solof machloikis v'kushis, and to make all kinds of machloikis against him, and questions that come up about him. Kedei shelo yiskaru avoyel of chas v'shalom, so that people should not be able to come close to him. Machma she'ikar ho'emuna, she'hi ikar kedushas Yisroel, tluyo bozeh atzadik daiko. Because the ikar ho'emuna, which is the ikar Yiddishkeit, depends on that tzadik. Al kein therefore tzorach kol echad l'shtadel moed l'skarav l'tzadokim eshebedor as a daiko. Therefore, each and every single person has to try everything he possibly can to come close to the true tzaddik of his generation. Vein dailoi b'mashin izbar hamedam al yedei kabbalas haTorah. And it's not good enough the fact that there was a matan Torah that took place 3,000 years ago, and that affected a major biror hamedame. And even using the books that were written after that, the Navi and the Gemaras and the Shulchan Aruch, not enough. Because the person must come to the tzaddik emes of his generation in order to be helped in making the tikkunim of emuna that need to be done at that time. Based on what's needed in this, in your particular generation. Paragraph Lamed Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, Achim Kein, L'choyra Koshe, Ma Po'alu HaTzadikim Amitim, Shoye B'chol Adoro Shilofanenu. Based on what we've just discussed, if that's the case, what did all the rabbis, all the great tzaddikim of previous generations accomplish, shechibru sforim kedoshim bruach hakodesh shelohem, whereby they wrote sforim, they composed sforim, holy sforim with ruach hakodesh, hakol kedei lahamshich hu emuna boilam, and obviously their main objective was to be able to teach faith in Hashem, to be able to instill faith in Hashem into Bnei Israel. V'chein ma po'alnu bebirur ho'emuna shezuchinu b'shas matan Torah. And besides that, besides the question of what did they accomplish, what was accomplished at Matan Torah? At Har Sinai, when Hashem gave the Torah at that time, when we said that there was a major birur ho'emuna that took place at that time, if you're telling me that the most important thing is the connection to the tzaddik emes of my generation, of now, then what did all of those rabbis accomplish? However, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, the truth is that you need both. Ki bevadai iker birur hu emuna shebechol dor vador, while yedei tzadik hu emes sheba oisei ador. There's no question at all that the fact is that the main perfection of emuna, the main ability for a Jew to be successful in faith in Hashem, depends on the true tzadik of his generation. And therefore, each and every single Jew has a tremendous obligation and responsibility and mission to seek out and find the tzaddik emes of his dor and to do everything he can possible to come close to that tzaddik emes. However, the Yetzirah does everything he possibly can to battle that tzaddik. And the Yetzirah does everything in his power in each and every single generation to see to it that the people in that generation should not want to come close to the tzaddik of their generation. Through the many questions that the Yetzirah works to get people to question the tzaddik emes of their generation, that there should be all kinds of seeming inconsistencies or questions about him, about his integrity, everything related to it. And in addition to that, v'hamachloikis shemar bolov, and the Yetzirah does everything he can to cause machloikis against the true tzaddik of the generation, that people should find every excuse in the world to find fault in him and to work against him. Asher al kein tzrichen lechapes ulavakesh ma'oid es hatzadik emes kanal. This is why it requires a careful search, a difficult search, where a person has to really apply themselves very, very well to search to find the true tzaddik. V'zeo b'chinas goydel shevach mailas kedushas kabbalas ha-toyra. And based on this, you could understand the incredible significance of kabbalas ha-toyra, when Hashem gave the Torah to the Jews on Har Sinai. Asher Hashem yizborach chomal aleinu, whereby Hashem had tremendous pity on us. And Hashem gave us His Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu, His most trustworthy servant. Because Hashem sees what's up ahead. Hashem sees the future. Hashem saw with His great wisdom Shemizgabrin azeponim b'chol dor v'dor shechol kemalat tzadik v'emesh shebechol dor, that in each and every single generation there will be people who have the chutzpah, the audacity, to make all kinds of machloikas against the tzaddik of that generation. Umastirin umalimin oisoi, and they hide him, they cover him up. As a result of all the machloikas that they cause, people don't get to see the light of the tzaddik. They don't get to see the greatness of the tzaddik. And they cause the people to be far from the tzaddik. They block the people from becoming close to the tzaddik, the true tzaddik of their generation. And if people are not zoche to come close to the true tzaddik of their generation, those people will not have solid faith in Hashem, with solid faith in the Torah. Because that's the address for it. That's the place where a person can get the best, purest type of faith in Hashem, and faith in the Torah, and faith in Mekoyim HaSakdoshim, in everything that you're supposed to have faith in. V'imkein chas v'sholom yachzir ho'ilom l'toyu v'avoyu. And if that happens, if people do not have, if there aren't people with faith in Hashem, then the world goes back to nothingness. Then Hashem pulls the plug, and there's no more world. Ki ein ha'olam miskayim el al yedei emunah v'kanal, because the foundation of the world is emunah, faith in Hashem. And if there's no faith, or if the faith is very weak, then the existence of the world is very weak. Al kein Hashem yizborach berachmov hikdim refuah l'maka. Therefore, Hashem prepared the cure before the disease. And Hashem gave us His wonderful, solid Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, at that occasion, when the Jews received the Torah in Har Sinai, all of Klal Yisrael was zoche to a degree of Ruach HaKodesh. To the point where all of Klal Yisrael experienced a tremendous Birur Hamedame, whereby their Medame was fixed up to a very high level. To the point where all of Klal Yisrael experienced a Shleimus Emuna at Har Sinai. V'afal pi Hashem Yizborach Yoda, she'achar kach yizgabar baldovor al yidei armi Moisov, v'yirtze lekalkel gam ezeh chas v'shon. And even though Hashem knew very well that even after Matan Torah, the Yetzirah is going to rise up again, and he's going to use his cleverness, his trickery and everything, to cause the Jews to fall again, to mess everything up again. Kasher oso be'emes, as the Yetzirah actually did do, shehizgabra achakach b'maiso egel, whereby he instigated the whole sin of the golden calf, she'oz chozar v'nimshach zu amasanochesh boilam, which regurgitated, it reactivated the filth of the snake. It introduced that whole filth of the snake back into the world. Shehu bilbul hamadame, which we mentioned earlier. Another word for that is bilbul hamadame. Ve'yev sher levarer ulesakein zois hazu amokim al yidei atzadikim amitim shebechol dor v'dor, shehem mevarim hamadame. And that now it's up to the true tzadikim in each and every single generation to fix that problem, to fix that zuamo, that filth that was reintroduced into the world by the Egel HaZohov. Sheheim mevarim hamedame, the true tzaddikim in every generation, they're the ones who work on this. Shehu b'chinas birur mizuama sanochosh, they're the ones who try to purify the world from the filth of the snake. ומסכנים חטו עגל בכל דור ודור. And they try to correct the pagam of the egel azov in every, throughout the generations. In each and every single generation, they make a tikkun to a degree. וממשיכים אמונה בעולם. And they draw faith into the world. ואם כן, מה פועל קל בבירור האמונה שזיקו יסונו בקבולה סטוירה, מאחר שסויף כל סויף צריכים לצדק גם שבכל דור דייקו? So now Rav Nosson Zal again asks this question. So if you're telling me that today we are dependent on the tzadik hador for Birur Emuna, then what in the world was accomplished at Har Sinai? If seemingly whatever was accomplished at Har Sinai got wiped out a couple of minutes later with the Egel Azov, and we have to start again from scratch, and now it's up to the tzadik of each and every single generation to do it, then what in the world was accomplished in the big picture? What was accomplished on Har Sinai? When you're telling me now that in every generation we're dependent on the tzaddik of that generation, she'ikar ho'emuna tluya bo'i kanal, where the success of Klal Yisrael in faith in Hashem depends on the tzaddik of their generation. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, ach adarabba, however, zehu be'emes niflois tomim deim, this is the incredible wisdom of Hashem. It's as a result of the incredible level of holiness that Klal Yisrael was zeicha to receive at Har Sinai, al yidei ze onu zeichen limtzeis hatzadik b'chol dor v'dor uleskari v'lov. That's what gives Klal Yisrael the ability to search for and to find the true tzaddik in every generation. Because were it not for what took place on Har Sinai, there would be no chance in the world of us being able to find the true tzaddik in every generation and come close to him. Machmas goydel hisgabru so azeponim shebechol dor hachelkem olav umastir meisoy. As a result of the incredible obstacles, the people in every generation that cause problems to the tzaddik, and they try to vilify him, and they try to block Klal Yisrael from getting to him. Avo al idei kabulas ha-toyro, zochinu shenizbarer hamedameh. However, as a result of what took place on Har Sinai, there was a birur hamedame. The medame got fixed up to a degree. V'zochinu le'emuna shleima kol kach, and Klal Yisrael received such a solid punch of emuna, such a solid injection of emuna. Ad shafilu achar kach kishezgabra baldover bilbel ho emuna de'maisu egel, so that even though after Matan Torah, the Yetzirah was able to mess things up in a very, very big way with the Egel Azov, Afal Pikein Nisharo Horashimu. He didn't erase everything. He erased a lot. But some of that incredible light that Klal Yisrael was zeichah to at Har Sinai remained indelibly inscribed in them. That's what gives us the ability to search for the tzaddik in every generation and to come close to him. And were it not for what took place at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael would never have the ability to search for and find and come close to the tzaddikim of each generation because of the incredible obstacles, all the azeponim, the chutzpinyaks, and all the other people, and all the other obstacles that block Klal Yisrael from searching for and locating and coming close to the true tzaddik of the Dor. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zehu, this is what's meant by the pasuk that says, Ki ner mitzvah, V'toira oir, v'derech chayim, toichachas musar. This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Hainu, shahat toira v'hamitzvoi, sein b'chinas oir v'ner, shal yodom yesh lanu koyach l'chapeis es hatzadik l'skarevelov. Look at this. Look how the pasuk refers to the Torah and the mitzvahs. You know what they're called? Candles. What do you do with a candle? You search. A candle is used for searching. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. In the beginning of Pesachim, when the Gemara talks about Bedikas Chametz, and the Gemara learns that Gzeres Shava, Ner Chipus Chipus, and the Gemara learns out from there that Bedikas Chametz has to be done Bedavka with a candle and light. So when it says Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah, it's telling you, you want to know what the purpose of the Torah is, how the Torah is to be used in every generation, the Torah and Mitzvahs? They're candles with which you can be given, you can be zeicha to search for and locate the tzaddik, the true tzaddik of your generation, l'skarei velov, to come close to him. Ki yisoid hu emuna shenisha rabonu mimatn Torah, sheheftiach shemizborach lamoishe v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam, because the solid foundation of faith that Klal Yisrael received at the time of Matan Torah, and it remained with them. As we know, Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem actually said this at the time, V'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam, that the Jews will believe in you forever. Throughout all the generations, the Jews will believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chol tzadik amiti, shebechol dor v'dor hu b'chinas Moshe, and we know that all every true tzaddik in his generation is an aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu. Al yidei yisoid hu emuna hazois, yesh lanu koyach lechapeis ulevakeish es hatzaddik huemes. Based on that foundation of faith that was given to us at Har Sinai, that's what gives us the ability to search for and find the true tzaddik. V'zeh shesiyim, and this is why the pasuk concludes by saying, V'derech chayim toichachas musar, ki hatzadik nikro chayim, kamo yishom razal, because we know that tzadik is called life, chayim, that's the name of the tzadik, the nickname of the tzadik. As the Gemara tells us, tzadikim afilu b'misosom kruyim chayim. Tzadikim, not only while they're living are they called chayim, but even after they pass away, they're called chayim. V'zehu kiner mitzvah v'toyrah oyer v'derech chayim shehatoyrah v'hamitzvah heim oyer v'ner lohoyer lanu aderech levakesh v'limtzoy satzadik v'emesh nikro chayim. The Torah and the mitzvahs are candles with which we are able to search for and find the tzadik who is called chayim. V'zehu v'derech chayim. This is why it's called the path of life. Shehatoyrah meira lanu haderech l'skarav l'tzadik v'emesh nikro chayim. The Torah lights up a path. It shows you a direction and a path. What's the path that will lead you to the true tzaddik? V'zehu v'derech chayim toichachos musar. Ki al yidei hatzadik zoichen le'emuna. Because we learned earlier that the tzaddik is the one who gives us emuna. And when the Jews will be zeichet to solid emuna, that's how we'll be zeichet to the chiddush olam of the future.